In our latest installment of our summer series on Outside in Appalachia, we take a look at getting outside in women-only groups. Kara Lofton reports that for many women, female-only settings provide a relief from constant sexualization, pressure to be a particular way, and a safe place to speak, act, and think the way they want.
It's early morning, and rain is falling gently outside my tent. My friends Becca, Holly, and Katie are in two other tents nearby. It's the first day of our three-day backpacking trip in the Dolly Sods Wilderness in Tucker County. We try to wait out the rain, but it's persistent, so eventually we start hiking again. During a snack break, I tell them about the story I'm working on and ask them what they think. Is women-only recreation important? They say yes and no. For them, it's more important to be comfortable in a group of friends. And as you age, that can sometimes end up being people of your own gender.
Yeah, just like feeling comfortable and in ease of conversation. That just tends to be sometimes different between genders. Not always, by any means. I don't know.
It's easier to go pee.
That's it. We felt comfortable talking about a lot of things this trip.
That was Becca and Holly. Becca again with Holly chiming in underneath.
You never have to think about intentions. Like, what is, am I going out with this guy because we're trying to be friends? Does he like me? Do I like him? Is he married?
Oh, yeah.
How do you treat someone that's married?
Acting.
It's, you never have to think about all those things when you're hanging out with women. It's
that's
just like naturally.
Katie jumps in.
There's other pressures that come into play that aren't present when you're all the same gender.
They said that there's a freedom in not having to worry about anything other than enjoying being with one another. High Rocks is one of the only camps in West Virginia exclusively for women. Sarah Riley is the executive director.
I think it's really important to have female-only recreation, and I think especially for young women, it's incredibly important. When young women have the opportunity to be outside and in a wilderness-based setting, in a forest setting together, they are able to let go for a second of the way the world sees them and give themselves the space and the freedom to explore who they are in their own skin without thinking about how they look in the mirror or how other people perceive them. And that's just an incredibly liberating and powerful and healthy, deeply healthy thing that all young women need to have space to be able to do.
For Riley, female-only recreation is not just about freedom from a hyper-sexualized world, but a space where cultural expectations about what it means to be female is broadened. When girls are in the wilderness in an all-women setting, she says, it's easier for them to step up, learn confidence, and take on leadership roles.
So for some people, it may not seem like taking a challenging hike is the same thing as, you know, entering an engineering major as a freshman, but being able to have early, often challenges and have a strong sense of yourself as a powerful person of will with confidence who can, like, move forward, who is strong in your body and smart and able to overcome challenges even when they seem hard at first, those are sort of the core ingredients that young women need to be able to move forward in all those different kinds of ways and different kinds of fields.
Ukiah Louise is a rising high school freshman who has been participating in High Rocks summer camp for a couple of years.
When I first came into High Rocks, I was, like, really kind of shy, and I kind of had some self-love issues. And after even, like, that first 2 weeks, I came back home, and I was much more confident, and I could speak to people better. Like, I could actually go up and start a conversation and be confident that I was, you know, saying the right thing. Or I just felt a lot better about myself in general and was much more confident in lots of different places.
She says she thinks when girls overcome challenges in outdoor settings, such as building a fire, sleeping in the rain, or orienteering on their own, they realize their own abilities to do whatever they want to do. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.